Well, the $25 billion settlement over improper mortgage foreclosures aims to assist struggling homeowners, but our next guest says it isn't a fix. In fact, he says it's political extortion and it won't get much done. Joining us from Washington, D.C., Anthony Randazzo, Director of Economic Research at the Reason Foundation. Anthony, last week on a radio show, to a Latino radio show, President Obama suggested that this foreclosure deal, this robo-signing deal, was actually some sort of punishment for subprime lending. The fact of the matter is it's not really either one, is it?
No, it's not at all. If you actually look at the robo-signing elements of this deal, it's about 6% of that $25 billion winds up being a pool of money that will go to people who were foreclosed on, possibly by robo-signing, but even some of that money is going to go to people who weren't robo-signed on. So most of this money isn't even coming from the banks. Even if you step outside of the robo-signing money and you look at some of the other aspects of this, a majority of the $25 billion is going to be paid by mortgage-backed security investors, because we're going to be modifying $12, $20 billion worth of mortgage, $3 billion worth of refinances in here. That money is not going to be hit on the banks. That money is going to be hit by the MBS investors underlying those mortgages. So this is not a punishment on the banks at all. This is a punishment on investors who had nothing to do with the robo-signing in the first place, and that hurts the housing market.
Anthony, I want to go over both of these points with you. First, let's get back to the 6%. That's all we're talking about. Is that a just number? I don't know. How many people actually were falsely kicked out of their homes because of robo-signing, or how many were just kicked out a month or two faster?
Sure. Well, I mean, most people that were robo-signed out of their homes, which means that they were not current on their payments. They were going to be foreclosed on. It's just a matter of their paperwork wasn't reviewed properly. And most of those people were going to be foreclosed on anyway. And we literally only have a few dozen cases where the wrong people were kicked out of their home. Most of that money, and it's $1.5 billion, it's just a settlement pool that anybody that was foreclosed on by one of these five banks in the settlement between 2008 and 2011, anybody foreclosed on, gets about $1,500 to $2,000. Now, you could say that that's the fine that should be levied, but that money's not really going towards people who are wrongly foreclosed on. The banks broke the rules, so we should fine them, but at the end of the day, that's $1.5 billion out of this $25 billion. And now we're talking about this $25 billion being in some way trying to punish the banks, and that it's not really doing that.
Let's talk about the mortgage-backed securities and the investors who have taken a real hit here. Are these just big Wall Street tycoons? Do we really care about who investors in MBSs are?
Certainly, some investors in MBS are banks. Some of them are hedge funds. A lot of these are institutional investors. That means 401k plans. That means pension plans. Your pension plan could be taking a hit to give money to modify your neighbor's mortgage because they didn't put a down payment down on their home while you did. How is that just? How is that fair? How does that solve any problem in the housing market right now? And really what that's going to do is it's going to drive investors away from investing in mortgages in the future, which makes it more challenging to get out of the housing troubles that we have right now.
It's so funny, Anthony, because when the deal was announced, when you hear the number, $25 billion, that's a lot of money. And you say, well, why didn't the banks fight harder, especially over the idea that, robo-signing certainly didn't seem to, the number didn't match this. But the way you're laying it down to us, it seems like it was a no-brainer for banks. And now we can start to see foreclosures start to rapidly increase.
Sure. Everybody wins. The politicians win. They get their headlines. The banks win because they don't have to take a huge hit. All of the money that the banks are paying out in cash, they've almost all taken hits on in previous statements in 2011. They've already lined up this money. It's really the only people who aren't winning are the mortgage-backed security investors who did nothing wrong here. And homeowners aren't really winning either because this doesn't do much to really move the needle. We're talking $700 billion in underwater mortgages, and we're going to modify 12 to 20, and that's going to somehow help the housing market today? Not at all.
Real quick, we've just got a few seconds left. Is this also something of a backdoor bailout for states, too? Doesn't a large chunk of it go to them without any accountability?
Yeah, actually, there's a $2.5 billion slush fund that attorneys generals basically get to spend however politically they want. That's more money than is even being set aside in the settlement for those that might have been harmed through robo-signing.
It's despicable. That's all I can tell you. It's absolutely ridiculous. Anthony Randazzo, I really appreciate it with the Reason Foundation.
Thank you.